What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome to another episode of the SmartCount Moment Smack Talk Podcast. I am Tony Mango. I've got with me Robert E. Felice.
Tony, this is not Smark Madness. This is truly, for the first time ever, Smark meticulously thought out.
It's not madness. It's Smark perfectly reasonable. We are talking about the 2021, or the 221, if you're following Hulk Hogan logic, SmartCount Moment Smark Madness Tournament. This is our annual March Madness Tournament. That's the whole point, is Smark Madness, March Madness. Look at that. Tony loves his puns. that's basically what I just do all the time around. We do three tournaments a year. This one is the, let's figure it out kind of a tournament. Of course, in a couple months, we're going to do the Sexiest Superstars Tournament, and a couple months later on, we're going to do the Champsgiving Tournament, and we actually know kind of what we're going to be doing for the Champsgiving Tournament right now, based off of the way that people had voted for this. So we are rolling through here with, I don't know how many of these we've done over the course of the past couple of years. It might be like the fifth of the Smark Madness Tournaments.
It's at least I've been on four of these, I think.
It's something along those lines. I don't know. We've done a couple of them over the course of these past couple of years. We've done, last year was the best superstar of the decade. Then we had the, I'm looking back on here, we had the best foreign object, which that was pretty fun. We had best gimmick match type and best finishers in pro wrestling history. So for anybody who voted on the best finisher one, we've already done it. So, yeah, we've done those for at least this type of tournament. And this time around, we are doing the best pay-per-view names in WWE history. So not WCW names that haven't really been factored in, not the AEW names. So for anybody who really, really likes, you know, Double or Nothing, it's not in there because it's not a WWE one, or at least owned by WWE. Maybe in the future, I don't know. Kind of depends on what happens with Best Beach. But we ran through this whole thing with a couple different tournament rounds. We had a couple rounds for the qualifying round. And what we're going to do here is we're going to be breaking down everything that had happened and giving you our thoughts on this. Because normally what we would be doing back in the past is we used to do like a weekly check-in and we would talk about each round. But we figured, you know what, that's too much. It's just going to be easier to do it in one shot. And we're going to tell you the winner of this and anything else that we're going to do. So while we're doing that, we want to know what you have to say about this. So drop a comment below on YouTube in particular. But if you're not listening on YouTube, maybe you're on like Spotify or Amazon or something, then you could also send a tweet at SmartCount Moment, which you should follow. You could post something on the page on SmartCountMoment.com. You can put something up on Facebook, you know, whatever it is. As long as you're chiming in and giving us your thoughts, then, you know, we'll be able to hear what you have to say, too. Because it's not just about what we have to say. It's not just like it's our votes either. You guys were voting. So that's the thing. And if you're over on YouTube and you're checking this out there and you're following along with that and leaving your comment and everything, then you should also hit the like button, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button, ring the notification bell, hit the applause button, hit the join button. That is the same thing as the Patreon. And as I say, every single time that we're doing this, even a dollar goes a long way in helping us grow this channel and the website and keeping the motivation to do everything and to make advancements and to make sure that we give you more content. So if you want more from us, that is the way to show it. All the support is greatly appreciated, whether you're picking up something on the merchandise shops, on TeePublic and Redbubble, or if you are just passing this along, maybe you're sharing a post on Reddit or something, you know, anything that you can do to help us grow is just going to get you more and more content and better content. And it's also going to put a smile on our faces. So keep that in mind.
Right. And we're all about putting smiles on faces, am I right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have booked night two of WrestleMania that way. I'm salty, yeah. For that matter, if anybody just goes, you know what, you don't like Roman? No, I like the Roman one. That's not the problem. We are just going to kind of dive into this. When we were starting this off, I knew that we had a long, long list of pay-per-view names and that we were going to need two qualifying rounds. Because we have some names that are very, very similar. And I wanted to do something that I've wanted to do in other qualifying rounds for other tournaments, but there's never been truly a justification for it of eliminating things before a qualifying round. And this time I'm like, all right, we ought to do that because we had bad blood where you could spell it with two D's or one D. For instance, something like that. I think bad blood with two D's is stupid.
I think it's easier to trademark, and for whatever
reason, but look at the core.
Granted, but I've also been getting like really into like the, well, if it makes sense from a marketing perspective, do it.
Yeah, I think like that, and then there's Clash of Champions and Knight of Champions. You wouldn't need both in the tournament. Capital Carnage and Capital Punishment. Extreme Rules versus the Horror Show at Extreme Rules, etc., etc. So the first round for this in the preliminaries was to whittle those down and to figure out what can move on to be that representative of that. So we had, for instance, the Great American Bash wipe the floor with the Bash, as expected.
I never understood why they changed it to the Bash.
Me neither.
I never understood why in 2008 they changed it to like a car theme instead of just an Americana theme. Look, you can say what you want about the over-patriotic nature of the United States of America, but it just works as a theme for things.
If you're doing it around the 4th of July, Independence Day is something that you can kind of play into. And that would be, like, it's the type of thing that if you've got a United States championship and you've got a pay-per-view that you can use called the Great American Bash, and you can book it around the celebration of American independence, why wouldn't you just kind of go, oh, let's play into the gimmick a little bit? They do trick or street fights. They do Miracle on 34th Street fights. They do, you know, New Year's Evil was a thing. Play into the holidays. I'm not saying that you need to make a pay-per-view based off of Arbor Day, but if you wanted to, I'm sure if you give me a half an hour, I'd figure out a list of, you know, some stupid pun names that are based off of trees, you know?
So it's like a Money in the Bank match, but it's like a tree where you climb a tree and you have to grab something that signifies
money in the trunk. Or
the Treehouse of Horrors match.
It's like that tree from the old McDonald's play sets. You gotta climb up and get one of the apples or something.
There's something there.
I'm sure we don't want to go down that rabbit hole because I will literally start opening up the idioms and phrases things and start getting into, you know, money grows on trees.
There it is.
Like, all right, yeah, there you go. I didn't even have to open up the page. And it's not even for like a championship shot. It's for the old school, like you earn like 10 grand or something. All right.
That's fantastic.
Instead of having it be a briefcase because you got money in the bank, it's a sack of money.
I mean, I'm sure somebody owns the trademark, but has there ever been a more clear representation of the Giving Tree?
Yeah, the Giving Tree match works and stuff. But, you know, Great American Bash, the Bash, of course you're going to vote Great American Bash, you know? And I'm actually surprised about this. Vengeance Day beat Vengeance, and I'm happy about that because I think Vengeance Day was better.
You know what's funny about Vengeance Day is at first it was like,
we hated it.
What are you doing? But Vengeance Day, I like it. It sounds like an old In Your House kind of name, and I'm just all for it.
We started off with, you're not going to go with St. Valentine's Day Massacre? Oh, well, it's kind of pretty quick.
And then as soon as I saw the logo and you see, like, the marketing, again, I'm big on marketing these past couple of days. I don't know why, but
yeah,
like, yeah, it works.
You're marketing out, bro.
I'm marketing out, bro.
I do still have those, like, the TeePublic and Redbubble merchandise things are still labeled the Smarket place for me.
Oh, because it's a great pun.
Yeah. If you get anything close to the M-A-R-K thing, I'm going to add an S to it and try to figure out a way to do it. But we even wanted to specify the difference between Super Showdown and Super Show hyphen down, Over the Edge versus Over the Limit, One Night Stand versus One Night Only. Something that people forget about is that No Way Out and the Elimination Chamber were the same pay-per-view back in the day. Eventually it stopped being that or whatever. But in Germany, they don't have the Elimination Chamber.
I wonder why.
So they call that No Escape. So technically speaking, there's a WWE pay-per-view called WWE No Escape. Like, I've got graphics for it. Like, and so.
Is the match also called the No Escape?
I think so.
Huh.
So that's because the chamber is the word that they want to avoid. So,
right.
So we went through that first qualifying round to establish the full list of, you can vote on the top 32 that you want. And that was every option that hadn't already been eliminated, or at this point, maybe some of them hadn't existed yet when we started this tournament. Like, what was the name? Take Over, Stand and Deliver, for instance. That's not on here, but we've got, and also for that matter too, I didn't put the TakeOver things on here that were like NXT TakeOver Boston. Cause come on,
right.
Who's going to vote for it? It's just NXT name. TakeOver. I also didn't put TakeOver Respect, TakeOver War Games, TakeOver any of those kind of things. The only ones that I took were the ones that were like their own separate type of thing. War Games, I probably should have put on there in retrospect, but I don't think it would have won anyway. If you would have voted that as that the number one best, let me know. Instead, we just had NXT TakeOver as like the overarching thing. I did put NXT Arrival though. But our options that you could have picked to seed the bracket and to pick the 32 were Armageddon, Backlash, Bad Blood with 1D, Battleground, Bragging Rights, Breaking Point, Capital Punishment, Clash of Champions, Crown Jewel, Cyber Sunday, December to Dismember, Elimination Chamber, Evolution, Extreme Rules, Fast Lane, Fatal 4-Way, Fully Loaded, which I voted for, not many people did, Great Balls of Fire, which I am disgusted has twice as many votes as Fully Loaded. That's ridiculous. Halftime Heat, Halloween Havoc, Hell in a Cell, In Your House, again, didn't do In Your House, Revenge of the Taker, or In Your House, whatever, just In Your House, Insurrection, Invasion, Judgment Day, King of the Ring, Money in the Bank, New Year's Revolution, we didn't have New Year's Evil in the mix, No Holds Barred, No Mercy, No Way Out, NXT Rival, NXT TakeOver, One Night Stand, Over the Limit, Payback, Rebellion, Roadblock, Royal Rumble, Smackville, Starcade, Stomping Grounds, SummerSlam, Super Showdown without the hyphen, Survivor Series, Taboo Tuesday, The Beast in the East, I don't know how that got 8 votes, The Great American Bash, The Shield's Final Chapter, I really don't know how that got 7 votes, The Wrestling Classic, This Tuesday in Texas, TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, I didn't include Tables, Ladders, Chairs, and Stairs, Unforgiven, Vengeance Day, Worlds Collide, and WrestleMania. So there was a wide variety to pick from. The only one that didn't get a single vote was Smackville. Justified, because that's stupid.
Yeah, I'm surprised you even put that on there. Smackville.
You got to do something to make it seem like the other ones are getting more votes.
Like Smashville, or like, you know, something closer to Nashville.
Yeah, I didn't like a lot of this, and I don't like how some of them did get the support. 14 people voted for Great Balls of Fire.
I think it's just because it's a meme and it's funny.
It got one less vote than Over the Limit and Fastlane, and it got more votes than Starcade.
You know what that shows?
That people don't have any appreciation for the old school Starcade.
Yeah, wow. Because Starcade is one of the greatest names of all time.
I'm not actually a big fan of the Starcade name, but I would way more vote Starcade over Great Balls of Fire.
I love the name Starcade because it feels special. Like, we're going to get into where it's just the big four. And there's a reason those work, and part of that is because it sounds like a wrestling show. As dumb as they are, SummerSlam, which is as territory as you get, is so much fun. It's SummerSlam. You're slamming in the summer.
So I had voted for, I don't know if you remember what you would have voted for. My 32 would have been Backlash. I guess I voted for Bad Blood. That doesn't sound right. Maybe I'm not even looking at my right one. I don't know. It's impossible for me to tell, but I'm pretty sure that I was the first person to vote on here. Somewhere along the way, I don't know. I know I voted at the very least. I voted for Bragging Rights. I know I voted for Breaking Point, because I've always really liked that. I voted for Clash of Champions. I voted for Extreme Rules. I voted for Fully Loaded, which nobody really did. I like Fully Loaded.
Yeah, and it works. Especially back then, you can, in the Attitude Era, you can kind of sexualize that if you need to, and I thought it was a good name.
I'd like to see that be a takeover. NXT TakeOver, Fully Loaded, we've got all the championships on the line, or something like that.
It's a fully loaded card, or like, just anything.
Stuff like Fatal 4-Way? No.
I'm surprised Hell in a Cell made it.
Really?
I'm surprised TLC made it.
TLC, we're talking about that for sure.
Well, I despise the names. I don't like when it's Hell in a Cell. It works as the name of a show. And had you done it first as the name of a pay-per-view, I can see it. And maybe it's been long enough at this point. If I'm honest with myself, it's been like 13 years. I can see there being an audience that has never known anything different.
Yeah.
That makes me sad in my heart, but like, I get it.
We're in full agreement that if you can avoid naming the pay-per-view the name of the match, then that's better. Like, I like No Way Out being when the Elimination Chamber takes place. I don't like that Elimination Chamber is when the Elimination Chamber takes place. And it's weird because I don't apply that logic to Royal Rumble.
It's hard because I'm not a fan of the Elimination Chamber just spontaneously taking or just happening because it's February. I like, you don't have to do it every year. It's one of those matches where you could pull it out once every 2-3 years and it feels like, holy shit, they're going inside the Elimination Chamber because you have to build that right story. Otherwise, it becomes a watered down version of itself and those matches are too painful to be watered down versions of themselves.
And that's where we disagree, because I think Elimination Chamber works best if it's the roadblock to WrestleMania. And
I think Roadblock should be on here.
I think that Roadblock, I think that might have been one of the ones that I had a vote for. Because, if you could call it, like, this is too long of a name, but if you could say you get rid of Fastlane or... I've written an article about this before. I'm sure I'll write another one in the future about this idea that, like, you've got the Roadblock name, the Fastlane name, the Elimination Chamber concept, the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, and you got March to WrestleMania. You can incorporate all of that from the stretch from January to April. And I think that March to WrestleMania, for instance, should be like the TV shows. Be like, we're on the march to WrestleMania when we're in March. The road to WrestleMania hits a roadblock, and that is the Elimination Chamber. That's when the champion has to defend and the number one contender has to be established. And then, well, once we get past the roadblock, then we're in the fast lane to WrestleMania, that kind of a thing. But I've never liked the fast lane name, really.
And listen, you would think with as much as we say we hate corporate speak that we wouldn't be down for things like that. I think that's great.
Yeah, I hate company speak when it's trying to make up an excuse. I like it when it's being gimmicky.
Exactly.
If you do the whole, like, the Heatwave tour heading into SummerSlam, cool. Call it the Heatwave tour.
WrestleMania Revenge tour. That's kind of why I'm not against WrestleMania Backlash, because I've always liked the WrestleMania Revenge tour.
I don't dislike Backlash having the WrestleMania thing ahead of it. In the functionality sense, but I like just Backlash. Just like, you can say that it's the WrestleMania Backlash, but I don't think it needs to be named WrestleMania Backlash. But we're all like, not we're all, I'm sure a lot of people don't get it, but anybody who wants to try to think about why this is happening, we're all coming to the same agreement. They just want to use that WrestleMania name again. They want to just get people to go, oh, is this still WrestleMania? I'll watch it. Yeah.
Which I think
smart
is just the smartest thing ever. I'm surprised they didn't do this 10 years ago. This, I think if it's Nick Khan or whoever is all in on this branding and this utilization of social media, and I gotta say, as annoying as it can be, I think it's very clever.
I do think, though, that this is one of those instances where, damn it, we've had, like, Fastlane happened right after Elimination Chamber and right before WrestleMania, and we're going to wait 5 weeks to get to the WrestleMania Backlash. Wouldn't this really be...
should take place in 2 weeks.
Yeah, shouldn't this be the one that happens right afterward? And then we can have a big stretch between Backlash and Money in the Bank. That would make so much more sense. But then you'd have to plan things out in advance and think. So I voted for a good chunk of the ones that ended up getting in here. I was disappointed that Breaking Point didn't. I was really like, I wondering why people are voting for The Shield's Final Chapter or.
Really?
This Tuesday in Texas got 2 votes. That's awful.
The Shield's Final Chapter wasn't a pay-per-view. It was a house show.
Yeah, it was a pay-per-view. You have to pay to watch it on the WWE Network. Special event.
What? Okay. Fine. Fine.
Same as Smackville and same as Beast in the East and, you know.
At least Beast in the East is a little fun.
I like that name better than This Tuesday in Texas or The Shield's Final Chapter. How do you not go with something that's based off of the word Shield? Shield's Final Chapter. Ugh.
Even awful if it's name. Like The Shield's Final Stand, or it, that could have been Stand and Deliver. The Shield, Stand and Deliver.
Let me, I'm going to bring up my idioms and stuff. Idioms and phrases. Shield. Let's see if we can think of a better name that goes along with this. Different sides of the same shield, two sides of the same shield, two sides. Yeah. All right, so there isn't really anything based off of Shield. At least according to thefreedictionary.com.
Well, unless it's like fall on your shield or whatever, something.
There you go, fall on your shield. Because they're not going to be a thing anymore.
Or they're going out on their shield. Like, there it is.
Yeah. See, it's not hard. Instead of, what do we do with the shield's final thing? I don't know, the shield's final thing? Well, we can't say thing. I don't know, chapter? Okay, done. Let's go to catering. So... we ended up sorting out, based off of the seeding of that, what our bracket was. And you can find the bracket on the pages on smartguymoment.com to see what was up against what. And we're going to just kind of breeze through here for most of these things. But yeah, we will kind of break down some of the differences and, you know, some of the, wow, that was an upset kind of a thing. But the Big Four was the story here. And the Big Four were on the four different quadrants of the bracket, and the Big Four destroyed the competition. In the first round, every single one of the Big Four matches had the same breakdown, which is pretty funny. It was all 96.7% of the vote in favor of Royal Rumble over the Limit, in favor of WrestleMania over Cyber Sunday, in favor of SummerSlam over Fastlane, and in favor of Survivor Series over Battleground. It had literally the exact same layout where only one person voted for the opposites. And I'm wondering if that's the same person.
Maybe it was just somebody being like, I'll give some love. Yeah, like, you ever watch the New Day pod and they're like, I'll give some love to He-Man because I know it's getting eliminated.
Yeah, that was a great podcast series. The toy bracket thing. I don't think I would have gone with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles winning, but you know,
they kind of spoiled that they were gonna go with it.
Xavier Woods, at the very least, was just like, that van.
I think that it brings up an interesting question over the success of like branding in general, but that's another podcast entirely.
Yeah, and if you want us to do more of those kind of podcasts, then show some support for fanboysanonymous.com, because that is the website where we could do that kind of stuff, because toys isn't a section that I get into much on fanboys, but there is a toys category. So whether it's, you know, Ninja Turtles or X-Men or just nostalgia, I mean, there's a category there called Nerdstalgia that I've never had a chance to really do a whole lot with. But if you want us to talk about those old school type of stuff, let us know. Go to fanboysanonymous.com. Check out what we've got going on there. And while you're over there, you should check out the other stuff that we got going on, because we've had movie reviews and audio commentary tracks. We're going to do one for the upcoming Mortal Kombat movie. We've got the Review to a Kill podcast series about the James Bond franchise, which I've just been having the most fun with. And yeah, fanboysanonymous.com. Show that some love. So we got Hell in a Cell beats Armageddon. TLC beats No Mercy. I didn't like that one.
Yeah. So look, at a certain point, the B pay-per-views do all turn into what are now gimmick matches, but used to just be random one-word phrases that kind of sound
tough,
like you're fighting.
Yeah, Vengeance and No Mercy. Unforgiven. Yeah.
Unforgiven. Yep.
Payback. Armageddon.
So you do have that. I can see why somebody might go, ah, No Mercy's kind of lame. And I think this was more of, I like TLC because I know I like TLC.
Yeah, I think people voted that they like TLC matches.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how this is a regular thing, but it seems like this is a regular thing. No matter what specifications are put on these tournaments, I think everybody kind of takes it in a different direction. And I think that some of the people that voted this time around, they voted for what do you think the overall quality of the pay-per-views over the years has been, as opposed to the pay-per-view name, which is the whole point. Because we've had it in the past with like the Champsgiving, where it's like, who's the best Intercontinental Champion? And people will be like, Stone Cold. And you're like, well, why? And they're like, oh, he's got a great world title reign. And you're like, that's the completely different championship. Oh, but I like Stone Cold.
I know, but that's why I can speak for you, I think, here when I say this has to be your favorite tournament result ever.
Probably is. Well,
yeah.
Except for maybe when Alexa Bliss keeps winning the Sexy Superstar tournament. But this one makes sense. So I do think that like TLC got votes for that, because I do think that if you couldn't carry the brainwaves forward of like, no, remember, it's just about the name, I think more people would have voted No Mercy. Or at least I voted on that. I mean, that's, I was following my own rules, but like, I like the No Mercy name better than TLC, even though the TLC thing is a pun. You would think that I would like that more because of the whole tender love and care. But I just think that TLC, tables, ladders, and chairs is a mouthful.
You know what? I don't think I ever once thought about tender love and care, because all I ever think about when I hear it is tables and ladders and chairs. Oh my.
Yeah, that's the like the TLC thing. That's how it all started, TLC. And then you've got like the TLC network is kind of its own variation of that, because that used to be the Learning Channel, but that was like tender love and care, the Learning Channel. Like, let's, you know,
right?
Am I blowing your mind?
Puns are great. No, that one I knew. That one I got. I just never thought. Oh yeah, tender love and care, it makes perfect sense.
Tender love and care, tables, ladders, chairs. You know, amazing. There's not going to be TLC on this one. It's going to be TLC the way that WWE does it. You would think that I would like it, and if it was actually just WWE TLC, then I think I'd be okay with it. But I hate the logo. The logo makes no sense. It's just like points. And then the suffix of tables, ladders, and chairs. I hate writing it out. Like, when you're getting into like the SEO side of things, and I know that most people don't do this kind of stuff, but I do, so it obviously influences some of my opinion. I am always, at the end of the year, when we get to December, I'm always like, well, should I call this article WWE TLC 2021 pay-per-view results? Or should I call it WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs?
I've always been of the opinion of a TLC.
I usually go TLC just because it, like, works.
One, it's shorter. Two, I think it's kind of like those things. Listen, they call themselves WWE. You're not even typically allowed to call them World Wrestling Entertainment. So fuck you, it's TLC.
Yeah, and most people are going to type out TLC, not tables, ladders, and chairs. But if you go and you look around on like the different articles that I've written and everything, you'll see the conflict that I go with every single time, because I'll usually label it something like WWE TLC 2021 pay-per-view review, tables, ladders, and chairs results, just to try to get it in if somebody's trying to like search for that and whatever. So to me, I'm like, oh, No Mercy, it's so much easier. And it's just, it's got a cool name to it, No Mercy. So I'm disappointed that it didn't move on. I voted One Night Stand over NXT TakeOver, I'm pretty sure. But I can see why TakeOver won. I really, really like Worlds Collide. But it was up against Clash of Champions.
I don't like Clash of Champions.
I think I'd like Clash of Champions even more if you had the champions against each other.
I like Night of Champions. I like Night of Champions back in 2008 when they had like 8 or 10 championships. I like it even more now when there's like, between all three brands, even though NXT does its own thing, there's like 15 championships. Maybe way more than that, because I didn't even count UK. But like, Night of Champions seems more prestigious than, oh, it's Clash of Champions. Why is it that? Because all the champions are being defended. Shouldn't that always happen? Shut up.
Here's my pitch. I don't think Clash of Champions should be a pay-per-view. I think that, and I voted for Clash of Champions over Worlds Collide because I just like the name better. Because again, right, it's based off of the name. Worlds Collide, to me, I think is fantastic for if you do NXT versus NXT UK. Because you can kind of do Worlds Collide with like Raw and SmackDown, but that's brands collide and they're both United States based. Worlds Collide is like, well, you're on the other side of the world and, you know, that kind of a thing. I think Worlds Collide should stay an NXT based thing, even if it's becoming like main roster versus NXT. Bragging Rights, to me, is the name that you should go with between the Raw versus SmackDown stuff. And if Bragging Rights takes place at Survivor Series, in a sense, I think Clash of Champions should be the branding that you go with for the Bragging Rights version of the champions against each other. And this sounds complicated as all hell, and I'm sure people will go, and I'm fucking confused, draw me a diagram. Basically, this is where I'm going at. Survivor Series, if it's not going to be the way that the old school Survivor Series used to be, where you teams of five, fight to survive kind of a thing, and then the winners go on and they have the Survivor Series match at the end, then if you do Raw versus SmackDown, I think it should be Bragging Rights. And then I think Clash of Champions makes sense like that. But if you don't want to go in that direction and have, you know, at Survivor Series, we have the Clash of Champions Bragging Rights match, because then you're like, oh my God, how much of a mouthful can this be? I think Clash of Champions should be a week. I think that they should brand this as the Clash of Champions week. And on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, and 205 Live, all of the champions should defend their titles.
I like that.
Then it's not Night of Champions, and you can't call it Week of Champions, but then it's Clash of Champions like that. Or you make Clash of Champions a special edition, a special pay-per-view, and it is the Clash of the Champions. It's the mid-card champion on the one brand against the mid-card champion of the other one. It's the tags against the tags. It's, you know, that kind of a thing. That's a Clash of Champions.
I like it.
There's a pitch that I would be doing if I were in WWE. You get a little bit of an insight of my, you know, my process. Great American Bash beat Payback narrowly. It was a 16-14 vote. I definitely voted Great American Bash over that. Payback's too bland.
I agree.
Elimination Chamber beat New Year's Revolution. I'm not mad about that. In Your House lost out to Halloween Havoc. I like both, but they're kind of on the equal playing field. Backlash beat Vengeance Day. Extreme Rules beat Evolution. I'm happy about that. I hate the Evolution name.
Well, okay. I'll be that guy. To be clear, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
He said he hates the name.
The name.
Not the event or the concept. He He hates the name.
If you do an all women's pay-per-view, that's interesting. I don't think that it should necessarily happen every single year because then it gets watered down. But I was very happy that they did that. I just don't like the Evolution name because Evolution is the name of that stable. That's kind of like saying, all right, well, you know, there's cruiserweights and we're getting this big push for the cruiserweight division. So we're going to call this advancement in cruiserweights Armageddon. Be like, what? Why? You know?
The Ministry of Highflyers. I was going to say the Ministry of Darkness, and I went, other than fit cruiserweights, but the Ministry of Highflyers.
I still say that, as stupid as it is, they should have called it Girl Power.
Femme Fatales.
Anything like that. Femme Fatale Four Way.
I knew you were going to. I just. Wait till the Four Horsewomen. Main event WrestleMania.
That could have been Femme Fatale Four Way. It could have been the Four Horsewomen against the, just fours all over the place. Extreme Rules is a cool name. It's not a different match concept, though. I will argue that to my dying days. An Extreme Rules match is an ODQ match.
I don't like. I think the first people they did that for was the Hardys in WrestleMania 25. I never like. Hey, let's call a hardcore match Extreme Rules match because we can't say hardcore anymore. Never like that.
We shouldn't have 15 names for the same thing. Call it no DQ.
I just realized I never got to converse with you about that. Stay tuned for the hot tags for that one.
For what?
The Nigerian drum fight.
The fact that it was just an ODQ match?
Yep.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. That was one of my low points of the night. Just, oh, okay. So they put some drums out ringside and nobody used them and they used kendo sticks. Cool. Fine. Awful. Battleground, for that matter, it lost to Survivor Series. I don't like the name Battleground. I actually really, really like that they used that for a video game. To me, I was like, that's perfect. WWE Battleground.
That's more of a 2K things, but I did like that as well.
Because everything is a Battleground. Same as like the Payback name. It's bland. Survivor Series, that's cool.
I liked it as a replacement for Backlash, but when they started doing Backlash again, I was like, okay, so you don't need Payback.
Just combine them. It's Paybacklash.
WrestleMania Paybacklash.
Paybacklash. What are you paying Backlash? I don't know.
Pay it.
Oh, we lost you for a second there. Just pet.
Oh, I said pay it. Pay it. Ah. Paybacklash.
Pay it. Pay Backlash. Just do it already. Give them the money. King of the Ring against Judgment Day. That was an easy one for me. It was a tighter vote than I was expecting it to be. But Judgment Day? There's plenty of Judgment Day things. And I'm saying that fully acknowledging that my favorite movie of all time has Judgment Day in its title. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. But King of the Ring, I would have argued King of the Ring possibly should have been in the finals.
King of the Ring is great.
It's perfect.
King of the Ring, to me, and we live in an era where everything gets fucking rebooted. I don't understand how we lost King of the Ring. I don't understand how we brought back King of the Ring multiple times, and never once has it been like, just do a one-night pay-per-view. Or a one-night tournament. Just.
Yeah, do it, because now we're in a weird thing with Peacock, but when they had the network at like its peak, I kept saying over and over again, I'm like, it wouldn't be that hard to put some extra content on here. Take a house show and film it and make it the King of the Ring tournament, and people are going to want to go and tune in. You slap a little label on something and people instantly think it's better.
It's true. New is always better, and just slapping that sticker on things, that's real.
New is better, and also nostalgia is always going to work, because something like that King of the Ring name, guaranteed, if next Monday's episode of Monday Night Raw is labeled King of the Ring, more people tune in without even knowing a single person who's in the tournament. They just go, King of the Ring? Okay.
And you know that you and I would be like, oh man, they're doing fucking King of the Ring, because I love
we'd
that.
We'd be going nuts, and we'd be making a whole podcast about who do you think's going to win, who do you think's whatever, or is this going to be when they actually give it to Xavier Woods, which they should, by the way. I am fully in the camp of give Woods King of the Ring because he is passionate as hell about it. And he would have a fucking ball with the King of the Ring gimmick. Holding his microphone the way that he does, wearing the crown and everything. Give it to
he
the guy.
He would be a different video game king every week. One week he's King Koopa.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, God.
Give it to the guy. He deserves it in so many ways.
Do it.
I really was like, I planned on if we would have done like a whole thing where, you know, we would have gone round by round or whatever, I would have made the case that this should have been King of the Ring on that side of the bracket. I voted for it every single way. I voted for it over SummerSlam. I voted for it over, I would have voted for it over SummerSlam. I would have voted for it over Survivor Series, you know?
King of the Ring to me is, it's a great name. It's a great concept. It's one of those phrases that it's so easy. Everybody click King of the Ring. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's wrestling ring. That guy's the king of it because he won the tournament. And then you know what? Do Queen of the Ring too. Like, you just fucking do it. Just do it. Do you understand how many people would get on board right now if you said, hey, we're adding a Thursday show every week for the next 2 months, but it's going to be the Queen of the Ring tournament? People would be like, you got me.
It doesn't work as well because it doesn't rhyme the same way.
Rhyme.
But it should still be done because why not? Make it a twofold thing. King and Queen of the Ring. And you settle both. And, you know, they've done like the Mae Young Classic, the Cruiserweight Classic, the, God, what's the name of the thing on Facebook that sucked? Challenge. Yeah. You know, they were recording extra content that they were putting as like a weekly series type of thing. Go ahead and do it.
If you do Queen and King of the Ring, and I think Queen should go first because King rhymes. So just have it end with King. Queen and King of the Ring, do it. You do first round matches, just men, women, or women, men, women, men. People, like, we just created another 2 months of content for you.
Which needs nothing but the time to film it, the graphics, and putting it up on the website. That's it. It's not a difficult concept. You don't have to explain it to anybody. You just go, here's a tournament. And the winner becomes the new King of the Ring. And for that matter, I wrote up a whole thing, creative license, up on the website of how I think that they should get rid of the King of the Ring crown for Baron Corbin. And if you click on it, you'll see a whole big, long article about it or whatever. But ultimately, it comes down to, I think that they take the crown off of him. And at the time, when did I write this? I wrote this August. He was kind of feuding with Matt Riddle at the time, and I was like, oh, you can get rid of it by having him be the King of Bros, and they're feuding with each other, and it's like, you're not king, I'm the king, and then, you know, oh, if I beat you, then you can, you know, you can't call yourself king anymore, and whatever, and Corbin's furious, what do you mean, I'm the rightful king, you can't have another tournament, blasphemy, rabble, 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 that kind of a thing, and then you have him feud with the King of the Ring person, and being like, no, I'm the king, and the other person's the king, whatever, and you know, like King of the Ring, so good. Do it.
It's so easy.
Money in the Bank beat Unforgiven, No Way Out beat Bad Blood. And we kind of carried along here with some of the harder matches, some of them kind of more on the easy side of things. But Royal Rumble beat out Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Royal Rumble also beat out Hell in a Cell in the gimmick match tournament.
TakeOver beat out TLC. And that even more so makes me think that people were voting based off of that they really like NXT, but I right. voted for NXT TakeOver over TLC. So maybe that was where something clicked on and it was like, oh no, the name's better because NXT TakeOver location makes sense. Clash of Champions beat out the Great American Bash. WrestleMania destroyed Elimination Chamber. SummerSlam destroyed Halloween Havoc. Backlash losing out to Extreme Rules. Survivor Series beating King of the Ring, and that made me sad, but I kind of saw it coming because it's Survivor Series, you know?
I think King of the Ring is better than Survivor Series in a lot of ways. I think Survivor Series is one of those shows that really did lose its way over the years. And I'll never forget, it was like 10 years ago when Vince was like, let's just scrap it. We don't need it. I like the Teams of Five trying to survive. If you booked Survivor Series with the Teams of Five thing, people would be all over it. That's why, even though it's completely false, the one night of the year where Raw and SmackDown fight each other works. Because people get on board with that. Even when the teams make no sense, the match makes no sense, its gimmicks actually work.
Yeah, and I think that Survivor Series has always been the redheaded stepchild. Because they've messed around with Survivor Series every year, practically. It's always like, well, Survivor Series comes around, and we're going to do the teams of five. And we're going to change it to teams of four, and we're going to get rid of the other thing. Well, okay, well, we're going to make gimmick things, but it's not going to be gimmicky fun anymore. It's not going to be like the All-Americans against the Foreign Fanatics. It's just going to be Team Christian against Team Orton. Okay, that sucks. Actually, you know, this year we're just going to do a tournament to decide who's the champion, and we're not going to do Survivor Series. Okay, well, whatever.
See, I think a tournament works, though, because that's still a series right. of matches where you need to survive.
But if we are doing a tournament, I like King of the Ring better.
But right, but if you're going to do a championship tournament, I don't think there's any better place than Survivor Series.
Yeah, I'll make that argument, too. Yeah. And then it always feels like Survivor Series becomes this burden to WWE more so. Like, I have fun fantasy booking things and trying to pick teams, and I like when we do the Time Machine Dream Team around that time or whatever, but it always feels to me like Survivor Series comes around and they go, all right, I guess we do Raw versus SmackDown. What do we do?
But, like, that to me should never occur.
Yeah.
That should be one of the tentpole events that you're ready for.
You should have fun with it and play more into the idea of, like, the sole survivor gets a big push out of it, you know? Don't do the kind of crap where Bianca Belair is almost the sole survivor because Lana does, and you know. But I voted King of the Ring over Survivor Series, and I was not at all surprised to see King of the Ring lost. Boo-hoo.
Money in the bank. I want to do one of these exact same concept, but for logos of the pay-per-views.
We'd have
to, in that case, King of the Ring completely better.
We'd have to do it based off of each pay-per-view kind of a thing, because there's too many logos.
Well, in case of, like, WrestleMania, yeah.
Yeah. Although I did write up a thing, if you want to check it out on eWrestling News, the history and the evolution of the WrestleMania logo, for anybody who wants to have my opinions about, well, this version's better than that version, and this turned into that, and holy crap, WrestleMania 2000 is awful, and, you know, that kind of thing.
You know how many people would pop if you just did, like, hey, WrestleMania 40? We're just going to do the old school WrestleMania logo.
The people little purple background kind of thing.
It would just be like literally the, you know, the old school 80s gradient. Look, people would fucking lose their mind.
With four X's on it. Yeah.
That's it.
People would go insane. I'd be totally down for it. I think that they should have done that for WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble beats out NXT TakeOver, WrestleMania beats Clash of Champions, SummerSlam beats Extreme Rules, and Survivor Series beats Money in the Bank to set up the fact that we've got our final four are the big four. Saw that coming from a mile away. That's why I put them on the different sides of the bracket. But I would have put them on the sides of the bracket if it wouldn't have worked out that way. And it just happened to work out that way anyway. So I was like, oh, good. Makes sense. Those are the four that got the most amount of votes. Those are the four top seeds. So, like you said, this is the first time around where the tournament happened, and I'm like, oh, wow, we're not getting
supposed to go.
Like, we're not getting, not that, like, things have to go in a certain way, because that's the whole point of the tournament, is I want to know what everybody has to say. But, you know, when you get into, like, the Champsgiving tournaments in particular, where people are voting that, like, the best champion of all time is somebody who's held the title for a week because they like the guy. Like, I forget if it was exactly how this played out, but I think that, like, Finn Balor had beaten somebody for, like, that for the best world champion, and it was like, he held it a day. One day. Yeah. And he beat out, like, I don't know, like, a Backlund or somebody, and it was just like, what? You know? Just because you like Balor better doesn't mean that he's a better champion, you know? But the big four do have the four biggest amount of value to them. So I could see where that bias comes in, and it just becomes, yeah, but it's Survivor Series, and it's, you know, we've gotten 30 plus of these, so of course it means more. I am happy, though, that our finals came down to WrestleMania and SummerSlam. Because even though I would have been happy with WrestleMania and Royal Rumble, that was on that side of the bracket. So, you know.
Yeah. Look, I think WrestleMania and SummerSlam are the two best. Because SummerSlam is so much fun. It's like you're slamming in the summer. I can't make it any simpler than that. You're slamming in the summer. That's so good. Like, even Royal Rumble, like, people don't even... It doesn't register with people that you're the king of Royal Rumble anymore because it's all about the Mania shot. Come on! Like, slamming in the summer, that's so good.
WWE really should be paying more attention to, like... I really want SummerSlam to go back to being more gimmicky. I want the beach. I want the... I really like, and I wrote up a thing before of the history and the evolution of the SummerSlam logo. I did one for WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble. So I wonder what I'm going to do in when we come around in November, if I'm going to do one for Survivor Series. But I like the SummerSlam logo best, that it was 1994, I think.
With the sun behind it?
Yeah, where the little... two underline things for the Ummerlam. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Those were little waves, like heat waves. And you've got the sun in the background. That's perfect. That is such a perfect logo.
Yeah, the 94 logo is very good. To be clear, all of the original logos for the Big Four are so much better than... any of the other logos that have been placed through the years?
No, not at all. Look at the Royal Rumble logo.
I love that one.
The very, very first one with the...
Okay, wait a minute. Well, when I say that, you know what I mean. I mean the pay-per-view one. The one that exists from, like, 89 to 90.
Okay, that like one. I thought you meant original, like, the very, very first.
No, that first one was kind of garbage.
Yeah, that's basic as all hell. It's not bad, it's just basic. But the real Royal Rumble one, the one that you see in like 92, that one's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the one that they use now, though. It's simple, but it looks like it's like over the top rope.
The real time with Bill Maher logo, and that never ceases to pass my mind. It's the real time with Bill Maher logo.
I don't know the logo offhand, so that it never comes into my brain. But I like that it's a little like over the top rope looking kind of thing.
Yeah, that doesn't even occur to me, but that's, now that you say it like that, that's good.
So when they start doing the whole thing like that, Boston Traffic was the name of the logo that they were using for the longest time. That font, it was just that they typed out the font. I don't like these logos when they just have the font changes. And it's just like, Elimination Chamber, we typed it out. It might as well be in Arial or Helvetica. Yeah. You know, dumb. WrestleMania, though, of course this was going to be in the finals. And of course WrestleMania won.
I mean, this would be a much bigger conversation about, I'm angry if WrestleMania didn't win.
So for anybody who wants to know about the specifics about how some of these things played out, the closest call was in round one. That was the Great American Bash beating Payback. The difference was only two votes. So it was a 53.3% in favor of Bash. And there were some other ones that were kind of close to that, but that's the top one like that. Biggest landslide victories were the first round thing that I mentioned before about the every single one of the Big Four ones won by all but one vote. But it also applied even more so to the final, because WrestleMania beat SummerSlam 97.4% because SummerSlam only got one vote. So SummerSlam destroyed the competition every way along, just the way that the other Big Four, but then WrestleMania destroyed the other Big Four, which just goes to show you WrestleMania is on a tier above even the top. Like, yep. if we had to rank this based off of like a tier list type of thing, we would have to by default put WrestleMania as the only S tier, which sounds weird, but it's so far above Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series, that they couldn't be on the same level. They would have to be S-tier WrestleMania, A-tier Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Very close to that was actually Clash of Champions, and in some ways Money in the Bank. So they could even potentially be A-tier. I wouldn't vote that way. I'd go King of the Ring being A-tier, but that's like, that's that big of a gap.
I wouldn't vote that strongly against SummerSlam, but how can you argue voting that strongly for WrestleMania?
Because it's WrestleMania. It's just like...
It is... Yeah, Starrcade came first, but as we've seen with this tournament, nobody gives a shit. It's... WrestleMania is everything. Mm-hmm. When you're creating a promotion, when you're creating, like, even if you're a fantasy booking or you're doing an eFed, the first question is, okay, what's our WrestleMania?
Right. And you go, well, damn, I can't call it WrestleMania. What's, you know, what's the name I can go with? And Wrestle Crown and
Colossal Tussle and
Wrestling Kingdom and
even Triple Mania, Triple A, the Lucha Libre promotion, reformatted like 15 years ago, whatever, or however many years ago, to do Triple Mania. Because right. The word mania is just, they get it. Yes, it was Beatlemania, but WrestleMania itself is a bigger brand than WWE itself, which in itself is a bigger everything than any other kind of pro wrestling. WrestleMania is it. WrestleMania is wrestling. It's such a great name. If they ever decided we're never doing it again, there'd be riots in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you can get away a little bit with getting rid of some of these pay-per-views, and you can maybe even make the argument that something like SummerSlam could eventually go away. It would be very, very sad, and I don't know why they would ever want to do that. But if there was one pay-per-view of the year that they would do WrestleMania. And it's just because it's WrestleMania. It's the first one. It's the best name. It had my vote for the entire thing. Because I would have, if I would have done my own bracket, I would have had WrestleMania against King of the Ring. And at the end of the day, I would have gone like, man, I love the rhyming. And King of the Ring makes so much sense. But WrestleMania, it's just got a little bit of something extra to it, you know?
I've always liked, and no, only Starrcade comes close. Because Starrcade is stylized as one word.
I never liked the Starrcade name.
Only, but why do these companies do Bound for Glory and All In? I love the one word. It's WrestleMania.
It's also the only time of the year that they actually say wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, no, but that's why I like SummerSlam. It's the only thing that even remotely sounds like wrestling. SummerSlam, you're getting body slammed.
Great American Bash.
A lot of those are gone now, because even like Royal Rumble, you can argue there's like people rumble outside of a wrestling ring, but those three are the only three that have any kind of name in relation to wrestling.
And it's just it's simple. It works. WrestleMania. What is it? Wrestling Mania. What do you mean WrestleMania? Big wrestling. You know. For that matter, I always really liked the name Super Brawl. Fall Brawl is really cool. So we didn't have those in here because
Slamboree. I look, there some of WCW is very southern, and yeah. I always love it. But like Slamboree and Super Brawl and yeah, all those are so good. Halloween Havoc is an S tier name in my book. Halloween Havoc is so good.
I wouldn't rank it that high. But Slamboree, I've said this before. Again, don't steal my idea and say that I shouldn't be a part of the creative if anybody's listening out there. But Slamboree is a name that's so jokey and gimmicky that I think that when we get WrestleMania Access back, Slamboree should be a part of Access.
Especially if you're going to buy it off of Cody because you don't want him to have it.
Yeah, use it. Use these things. you're not going to have Slamboree be like probably an NXT TakeOver event because people might think that it's a little too hokey and old.
They fucking would.
But then at the same time, if you can have, like, you know how, like, you've been to an Access before, right?
No, I never have.
So for anybody who hasn't been to Access, they at least used to. When I went in 2009, they had this. I don't know if they still have kept it over the years, but they had like a section where they were having matches. So you can go see matches while you were waiting for like an autograph signing, or they were recording for Worlds Collide, or they were, you know, doing that kind of thing. But there were also all these like activities. And one of them involved like this big ball pit kind of thing. It was like the foamy stuff, not the plasticky balls. But, you know, there's like they're kind of like dodecahedron type of things and stuff. I forget the name of it. But they had a wrestling ring filled with that. So people, little kids mostly, could jump into the ring and do like an elbow drop on top of like a bunch of foam.
That's awesome. Those are so much fun.
Call that Slamboree. Be if like, go to the WrestleMania Access and you can take part in autograph signings and you can check out the merchandise and you can do that and you can have your own wrestling match inside of the WWE Slamboree. Because Jamboree is like,
yeah.
You know, it's just me. 2 seconds of thinking, you know? Give me a job. Hashtag hire Mango.
Right.
Spread it around. Why not?
Thank you in advance, Peter, for tweeting that out.
Thank you to anybody who tweets that out. Maybe we should start that. Maybe that should be a thing. Is that how you get away in the business world these days? Is you have to have hashtags?
You don't want to know how real that is.
I'm going to be that guy in the commercial that goes, I was doing the whatever. Was I hashtagging? yeah, so our winner of the 2021 Smark Madness Tournament is, as expected, WrestleMania is the best WWE pay-per-view name of all time, as it should be. Except for maybe King of the Ring. But, you know, I'll be salty about that. Like you said, if there's any tournament that we've had so far that I think worked out the way that it would make the most sense to me, I think that this is it.
And kudos to everyone that voted. Thank you for exercising your freedom of speech and your freedom of choice to actually choose the right things.
Oh god, if we would have done this and if people would have troll voted Great Balls of Fire, I've been so pissed.
That's something I expected when I saw this.
I'm glad that didn't happen like that, because I know that like it's fun to troll things and stuff, but when I do these tournaments, I'm hoping that everybody takes them seriously. And of course, if we get getting a bunch of troll things, I would just stop doing it, except to be like, all right, well then it's not worth the effort, because it actually is quite a bit of effort to do these. It seems like it's, you know, 2 seconds to vote, but to set up all the graphics and do all that kind of crap, it's kind of pain in the butt. But yeah, that's it's a good tournament, I think. And part of the other section for the final vote was, what would you like to see for next year's tournament? And I fully expected we'd get one Your Mom vote, and we did. So you guys made it to where I was like, all right, yeah, I know you guys. A lot of the responses are things that we've either already done or wouldn't be a thing that we would do on this. So for instance, somebody said best finishing moves. We already did the best finisher, so that's already taken back. Go ahead and check that out.
Stunner?
Let me double check about that. I'm not entirely sure. It might have been stunner, it might have been super kick.
I feel like it's stunner, super kick, or RKO.
Actually, yeah, RKO might have won. Let's double check. I know that I voted for Powerbomb a lot during that because I was like, Powerbomb's so good.
Powerbomb's good.
So especially
when like a guy the size of Diesel does it, fucking, that's good.
You're right. RKO beat the stunner.
See? I know.
I have a feeling I know these people. Stunner had beaten the End of Days. Wow. End of Days was a semifinalist. So it was a Screech and Music.
Nobody's kicked out of that to this day.
Again, Baron Corbin deserves more credit. I will use that argument to support my Baron Corbin fandom.
I would agree. I like Baron Corbin.
Right now, Callum's listening to this and he's just got a shiver.
He's not even listening. He just heard.
Yeah.
It went off that we said that, and a chill ran down his spine.
Just kind of a sideshow Bob type of thing. Yeah. So we did the best finishing moves. Some of the other ones that are suggested here, best rivalry of all time. Like, that might be a good one. Best non-American wrestlers. Something to keep in mind.
I like that.
One of them is something about arenas and stuff or belts. Arenas, I don't think we could do. Because I think that would just be... I know that I personally, at the very least, if you say to me, like, what are your top favorite arenas? I'd go, I can't tell you. All I can tell you is Madison Square Garden. But I don't actually like the layout of Madison Square Garden. So, yeah.
Belt designs, though.
Belt designs were brought up by a couple people. Best champion designs, best champion title designs. We will do that for Champsgiving. Because it's champs.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be the one that we do this time around. Unless something changes, you know, right before we start doing it in the fall, where maybe some big topic comes around that it dictates that. But I best think that...
Maple match.
Yeah. I think that more than likely 2021 Champsgiving tournament is going to be best championship designs. And it'll probably factor in most... of that, and it'll just be the WWE, because if we start getting into, well, what about the TNA, and what about WCW, and whatever, you gotta figure, the WWE title alone has multiple, and there's multiple of the Intercontinental, and then you start getting into, well, should you have the purple strap, and the yellow strap, and the white strap, and the black strap, and, you know, so I don't know how we're gonna do that, but maybe we'll have multiple qualifying rounds as well. Maybe it'll be the type of thing where it's like, what should the color strap be for this championship? What should this be? Whatever. And maybe we'll have like, you know, kind of mini tournaments of, all right, we're going to sort out the best WWE championship titles design so that that one can go in to the tournament. And then the best Intercontinental championship design. So then that one goes into the tournament and make it like a big kind of thing. Maybe we'll do that.
I like that.
But that won't be for Smark Madness, because Smark Madness, we have more variety, and I like the Champsgiving thing for the champion thing. Somebody said, winter is coming for AEW and All Out if it wasn't just the... if it was in the tournament. Maybe do a best male and female superstar tournament. I think that's a little too hard to do best superstar, because there's just so many options, but...
I want to actually throw this out there, because we've talked about it a lot, but I want to see if we can get some support behind it. We also want to do quick turnaround tournaments.
Yes, the quick turnaround. I don't know how I'm going to pronounce it, but it seems like that's probably the best way. That is something that I've already created a logo for. Quick turnaround tournament. That's kind of the joke about the whole thing, is it's like, turnaround. Tony loves his puns. We want to do these kind of things where we do a tournament in one shot. And it would be a tournament that we would do podcast-wise. I would have it on the screen. I would be doing it where we could do it live and people can tune in on the chat and voice their opinions. So if we're stuck on something and we're like, well, we've got like, you know, three votes going in one way, then we're definitely going to move on with that. But we got, you know, two votes in the one way and the other person can't pick. So they're going to abstain their vote and give it to the people in the chat or something. I do want to do a couple of those, and I want to make sure that we do that this year too. I don't know when we'll do it. Maybe soon, actually.
Yeah, maybe in honor of like King of the Ring, we'll do a quick turnaround. You know, do it in June.
Maybe something like that if we're not already getting into the Superstars tournament.
Well, I'll say this, since the Superstars tournament is Patreon exclusive, maybe that can be the freebie.
Yeah,
we'll do a wrestling-based like quick turnaround. And for the record, just talking to you mostly, I want to do a lot of that on Fanboys too, because
yeah, this is a cross-branded thing. The quick turnaround, we're going to use that for both Fanboys and Smart Cat Moment.
Do a quick turnaround of like Batman villains, or a quick turnaround of Bond movies after watching all of them. Whew.
Yeah, I have so many ideas of how we can piggyback off of the Bond thing. I've got a note thing that I've got on now of how would I fan cast the perfect Bond film and like all this other kind of stuff that's going on. So if you have any suggestions, what you would like to see quick turnaround topics be, where again, that's a little bit different because it's not where you guys can vote and do it on a week by week thing. It would be a podcast based thing. It would just be us mostly and whoever's in the live chat, then that'll be something to keep your eyes on. And there's so many topics we could do for that too, because a lot of the things that I don't want to do a full big tournament around are things where it's like, it's too hard to get the graphics and whatever. But for a quick turnaround, we're not using a bunch of graphics. We're just using the quick turnaround graphic. And then the rest is just on the screen. So, you know, something that's happening in the future on the list of God knows how many other things we've got going on. But yeah, that's our main event kind of for this week. Not really. We're kind of this is what we're going to be doing. Everybody who's listening to this, either tomorrow on Thursday or on Friday, we are going to be doing the mailbag. And I will let you know on the Megamaniacs group chat. Actually, you know what? Let's try to sort this out now. It's probably going to be just you and I instead of Callum.
Yeah, that's probably how it's going.
What do you think's better, tomorrow or Friday?
If it's just going to be you and I, let's do it tomorrow.
All right, so we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do this on Thursday. I'll post that up in the chat when we get done doing this, and I'm doing the editing. The mailbag will be actually a combination of the mailbag and the hot tags, because right now, I actually have no hot tags.
You don't?
Nope.
Huh. Well, I mean, yeah, we'll talk about like Ivelisse getting like go from AEW.
Yeah. So
and like that stuff will happen between now and tomorrow that we'll have to talk about.
Anything that is kind of in that realm, I figured people could be asking us for the mailbag. So it didn't seem like it was going to serve that much of a purpose to have the mailbag and then do the hot tags and have no hot tags. So we're going to combine them. It's going to make it a little bit easier on Friday for me to not have to do another podcast too. And if we are able to have you guys join us for that on a live thing, that is the best thing. So you will know based off of the email notifications when we go live. And if you're able to join us, then that's perfect. I know that some people have sent in some questions ahead of time, so we'll answer those questions as well. And we will kind of call that like the secondary main event or the other main event or whatever of this week. Next week, we're going to get into a bunch of question marks and stuff because I've even rearranged that a couple times because we thought Money in the Bank was coming up next. So I was like, oh, maybe we'll start doing Money in the Bank stuff. Nope. So we have some options. We could do a top rope list of some kind. We could do a mock draft of some kind. We could do superstar scores. We're not going to be able to do fan ounce table stuff as much as we used to because Peacock just doesn't let you. You know, it just doesn't exist. But we're hoping that we can do another one of those around Money in the Bank. So maybe around the beginning of June, because it seems like Money in the Bank's coming June 20th. We'll try to do that for that. Eventually, we're going to do Miss the Smark for No Holds Barred. So if you got any ideas what you'd like to see for the main event for next week and the week after that, currently, it's kind of up in the air. I'm thinking May 5th will probably be the Fantasy League draft, because that'll be before Backlash. So we'll see how that works out too. But yeah, a couple things coming your way. Mailbag coming up next. And if you're following Facebook and Twitter and subscribing all over the place and, you know, doing the usual thing that you're doing here for Smart Guy Moment and for Fanboys Anonymous, then you already got most of my plugs sorted out. But if you want to follow me specifically, I'm at Tony Mango. And you can check out the EWN, the Bleacher Report stuff that I've got. And whatever else is happening, sometimes I just decide to tweet some random stuff and I get really into it. And sometimes I don't tweet for days. But if you want to follow what Rob's got going as well, you can follow him all over the place.
Oh, there's so much stuff. So you can follow me. I'm on Fightful.com every single day of the week, getting news, getting scoops, listening to podcasts, getting transcriptions. You can check out my interview with Gregory Iron. That's already doing better than some mainstream podcasts, regular podcasts do. So check out that interview. Keep supporting me there. Check out the Rest Friends podcast. That's like wrestling rest friend podcast. I did a WrestleMania recap there where I get very salty, as you're used to on these podcasts, but I do that in a different venue.
and it's jarring, isn't it?
It's so jarring. You become the bad guy. Like, here I'm the voice of reason. Everywhere else I'm like this salty prick.
What does that say about me if when you compare yourself to me, then you're the good guy, and then I go, well, I must be the really bad guy.
And then Callum, of course, is just the cowboy.
Yeah, good old cowboy.
A big pop for Cowboy Callum Miggins. Also,
the rootinest tootinest host.
Check out the Paul Heyman SmackDown podcast, the 2001 Wrestling Odyssey podcast. That is all in the archives on SmackDownMoment.com. Subscribe to the Patreon. The Patreon will get us to do more things like this. And obviously, after a week away from Tony and Callum, I don't want to do that. So if you subscribe to the Patreon, I don't have to. All
right. Yeah, you were having your withdrawals.
Yeah, by the end of night two, I was just like, donuts sound good right now, and I miss Cody and Callum.
Could have had snack talk. Oh, yeah. So we got lots of stuff cooking in the oven right now, and on the stove, and in the microwave. We got a hot plate, you know. It's just...
Make sure those plates are microwave safe.
Otherwise, it's plate gate. And then
what's the point? If it's not microwave safe... Hey, you can't buy it.
Yeah. Well, we hope that you are being safe and that you're not in a microwave.
Right. Because, listen, don't do that.
Really, really quick side note. Did you ever put a piece of metal in the microwave?
No.
I accidentally did twice. Actually, three times I did. I have a set of plates that has like a trim around the outside that is not microwave safe that I didn't know. I microwaved that when I was a little kid. When I was little, I accidentally left a spoon in there, just a, you know, spoon inside of a bowl of like soup or something that was microwaving. And, I made this stupid ass mistake one time when I was young of taking a leftovers container, like the aluminum foil, microwaving that. So that old microwave was just like, I'm going to blow up the fucking house kind of a thing. I've also made the mistake before of trying to melt chocolate and not paying attention to the instructions, where I didn't know, maybe I was like 11 at the time, I didn't know that when you melt chocolate, you microwave it for like 30 seconds and then you stir it. So I was like, oh, it has to melt. So I'm popping it in 30 seconds at a time, 30 seconds at a time. It's not melting. I'll put it on for a minute. I'll put it on for 2 minutes, that kind of thing. I ended up with a bubbling cauldron of black tar.
Oh, Lord.
It smelled the most disgusting smell. I couldn't pick the... I microwaved it in a glass container because I'm smart. So I had to use oven mitts that got, like, stuck to the glass container because it was so hot that it would have shattered, you know?
First times are a hoot, aren't they?
Like, yeah. Don't let your kids play around the microwave is what we're going around with.
Which is why the Easy Bake Oven comes in handy.
And that's why Big E made the argument of the Easy Bake Oven sustaining him as a kid. Check out the New Day podcast. We got a lot of New Day plugs on here. We're plugging the New Day podcast. We're plugging Xavier Woods. Great guys. They deserve it. Why not? It's not like they get any kind of a rub from us. You know?
They make me so happy. It's like, it's just like listening to your friends.
Mm-hmm. If there's not many people celebrity wise that I really go like, I would love to meet these guys or whatever. I'd love to meet the New Day. I'd love to be their friend. So if you are listening out there, Woods, not only do I support you for King of the Ring, I also want to be your bud.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, snack talk is over with. Smack talk is over with for right now. We're going to see you later, everybody. This has been another Smart Out Moment. And we're being counted out.